Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5 o'clock and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special. It is Friday, August 16th, 2024. And I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News, with our Sunrise Special this morning, brought to you by Big Y, your world-class market. Let's get started with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob, as I drove in, I had a bit of fog to deal with, at least in my area, coming in from central eastern Connecticut. How are things looking, though, this morning?
Yes, there is some fog, especially in some of the river valleys, Morgan. Looks like the airports are generally reporting pretty good visibility at this time where they're situated, but that could still change between now and sunrise. So be aware of a little bit of fog out there in parts of the state this morning. The sky is clear, so if you don't have fog, you have a clear sky overhead, but the stars are kind of dim, because there's still that thick layer of wildfire smoke up there that's going to be with us again all day today. We'll have a good deal of sunshine, filtered sunshine, mixing with a few clouds. And most of us will be dry today, although I think there's a small chance for a shower to pop up in a couple of the northern hills and up into the Berkshires. There could be a pop-up shower, a thunder shower, but I think that would be the exception, not the rule. Later today, most of us should be dry. And temperatures will get well into the 80s, and perhaps we touched 90 at Bradley yesterday. Could probably do the same today, 90, 91, in a location like that. Currently in Hartford, it is 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center, and we'll check in with him again at 5:11 on WTIC to get a look on how our forecast is looking, not just for today, but also for the weekend, too. The outcry over consumers' electricity bills did not tamp down on Thursday. Many are still pretty incredulous over word this week that Eversource bills will increase an average of $3 a month to foot the $80 million bill for the electric vehicle charging grid. House GOP leader Vincent Candeloro says that the vast majority of residents can't even afford an electric vehicle.
The poorer or the middle-class communities now have to pay for these wealthy Teslas that are in our wealthy suburbs. When you run the zip codes of who are able to afford EVs, right, it makes your head explode. It's their second car, and these people are making six figures. People that are making, you know, $25,000 a year are subsidizing those programs.
State Senate Democratic leader Bob Duff says that there is another issue when it comes to the public benefits charge on their bill that skyrocketed for many last month.
The real issue of the public benefit charge, $600 million, is the Millstone deal. That's what you really want to get after.
Over 40,000 have signed online petitions urging Governor Lamont and state lawmakers to call on PURA to get rid of the public benefits charges. Talks for a ceasefire in Gaza are set to continue for a second day today amid reports of some progress being made.
Israeli press reports said the first day of talks mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar made progress, and talks will continue for a second day. The negotiations are meant to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of some 115 hostages Hamas is holding, although at least 40 of them are dead, according to the Israeli army. There are still differences over whether Israeli soldiers will stay on the border between Gaza and Egypt to prevent smuggling.
That's correspondent Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem. WTIC News Time is 5:04.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you ever come home on a hot day, open your door, and your air conditioner just doesn't feel right? That's a real summer bummer. Say, come on into Campbell. From a simple seasonal tune-up or an air conditioner repair to the installation of a much more cost-efficient cooling system, Campbell's got the cool tools. Veteran-owned and managed, Campbell Heating and Cooling. Visit CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi Heating and Cooling Equipment.
Let our expert technicians cool your home this summer.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
WTIC News Time 5:06. Police in Hartford say a man was shot in broad daylight Thursday afternoon. It was just after 1:30 when officers were checking out ShotSpotter notification in the area of Ungerford and Russ Streets. Officers found the victim in the area of 594 Park Street, having run away from the original location. The victim, in his 20s, was transported to an area hospital where he's in critical condition. The shooting comes hours after another man was shot Wednesday night on Martin Street. Both cases are still under investigation. Two of the five people arrested in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry have appeared in Los Angeles federal court. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Jasmine Sangha and Dr. Salvador Placentia have pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges against them. Bond for Placentia was set at $100,000, but it was denied for Sangha, who U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says is
a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Sangha and Placentia's trial dates are scheduled for October. Authorities say Matthew Perry had been undergoing ketamine treatment for depression, but the drug had been used illegally for months. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A fire at a home in Seymour leaves a person injured. That person was burned when fire erupted Thursday evening at that home on Lynn Terrace. The cause of that blaze is not clear. We also don't have an update on how that person's doing after those burns. We're getting the latest look at how jobs are faring in Connecticut. The state labor department finds unemployment has dropped again from 3.9% to 3.6%. 700 jobs were added last month, suggesting a still strong jobs market.
The largest gains in July were in other services, which includes everything from auto repair to hair salons, and administrative and support services, which includes services to buildings and dwellings and employment services such as temporary agencies. Both other and administrative services had declines in June.
Director of Research Patrick Flaherty. Taking a look at our market futures, not bad. They are climbing a little bit while Wall Street's hoping for a winning week. Dow up about 50 points in its futures. S&P 500 futures 6 points higher. NASDAQ futures about 44 points up. WTIC News Time is 5:09.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the Seafood Counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark.
I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nelly's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
I'm Brett Director from Connecticut Lighting Centers. Looking for a new ceiling fan? Connecticut Lighting Centers has you covered. Over 180 ceiling fans on display and hundreds in stock ready to go. From modern to classic, you'll find the perfect fan to complement any decor. Let our trained ceiling fan experts help you select the perfect fan for your home or business. Connecticut Lighting Centers, with showrooms in Hartford and Southington, or online at ctlighting.com, featuring Hinckley.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Technological advances speed all things up, including dental care. Columbia Implant Center in Manchester takes full advantage of this technology to bring better, faster service and better results in one day, the same day, 7 days a week. We have the specialists, the facility, and the technological expertise to provide and complete the treatment today. Call Columbia Implant Center at 860-730-6020 or visit columbiaimplantcenter.com.
Hi, Dave Berger from Modern Plumbing Supply. Don't look now, but this year is half over already. Before you know it, your holiday guests will be at your doorstep. Didn't you have big plans to make over your kitchen and bathroom after last year's plumbing issues? Who needs that embarrassment again? Modern Plumbing Showroom has all the beautiful fixtures you'll need to impress your guests this time. Don't wait any longer. Visit us today on the Berlin Turnpike in Berlin.
Great design with you in mind. Modern Plumbing Supply.
Shop summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get two cans of O'Reilly brake cleaner for just $8. Offer valid in-store only. The professional parts people can recommend the right brake parts and supplies for your next brake job at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WTIC weather.
WTIC News Time is 5:11 with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Morgan. We've got a bit of patchy fog in some portions of the state. Most of us looking at a clear sky, though it's still full of smoke and will continue to be smoky out there today. Speaking of the smoke, there's actually an air quality alert up for parts of western Massachusetts until midnight, issued by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. That's due to high level of particulates in the air because of that wildfire smoke. We'll have temperatures warming up today to 86 to 91 degrees with a mixture of filtered sun and a few clouds. There's a small chance there could be a pop-up shower, thunder shower in some of the northern hills or Berkshires, but most of us should be dry today. Tonight's partly to mostly cloudy with some areas of fog developing, lows in the 60s, probably starting out with some low clouds and areas of fog Saturday, and then clouds will mix with some partial sun. High temperatures in the low 80s. We do have the chance for a shower, a thunder shower, as we go through Saturday night into Sunday, although there'll probably be wide swaths of time when it's dry. The high Sunday around 80, and then probably turns a bit wetter as we head through Sunday night into Monday. More on that when we look at the 5 days ahead at the end of the sunrise special. Right now, it is 63 degrees in Groton, 64 in Middletown, and the Hartford temperature is 66 at the weather station. WTIC News Talk 1080.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Meteorologist Bob Cox will join us again before the end of our sunrise special at 5:30. Additional security measures will soon become part of some campaign events for former President Donald Trump.
Federal law enforcement officials tell CBS News the Secret Service is arranging for former President Donald Trump to resume outdoor campaign rallies by surrounding his podium with bulletproof glass. This level of protection is typically reserved for sitting presidents, but we're told the Secret Service is making an exception following last month's assassination attempt.
That's Washington correspondent Major Garrett. The White House is finding cost savings for Americans in the medicine cabinet, or at least trying to. President Biden announced Thursday during a joint appearance with Vice President Kamala Harris that the administration has inked deals with pharmaceutical companies to knock down the list prices of 10 of Medicare's costliest drugs. The program rolls out in 2026 and seems to have potential to expand, although time will tell.
Assuming this policy continues under the Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden has called for 500 drugs to be negotiated under Medicare over the next decade. So assuming this continues, this is really just those first 10 medications are really just a start.
Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gunder. Hurricane Ernesto strengthens into a Cat 2 storm as it barrels toward Bermuda after leaving hundreds of thousands of people in Puerto Rico without power or water. Sweltering heat enveloped the U.S. territory, raising concerns about people's health. A hurricane warning's in effect for Bermuda, with Ernesto expected to pass near or over the island tomorrow. Ernesto is forecast to possibly reach Category 3 strength today and drop between 4 to 8 inches of rain in Bermuda, with up to 12 inches in isolated areas. Ernesto is then expected to pass near or over the Atlantic Canada area on Monday. A state attorney general's partnered with the Federal Trade Commission in suing a car dealer they accuse of deceptive pricing and discriminatory practices. The story from correspondent Christopher Cruz.
Arizona-based Coulter Motor Company will pay $2.6 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the regulators. The suit said the company used bogus online pricing to entice consumers to come into the showroom, tacked on thousands of dollars in junk fees, and charged Latino consumers an average of almost $1,200 more in interest and add-on products than non-Latinos. Most of the money the dealership has agreed to pay will be used to provide refunds to consumers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
All right, up next is Bats Royce with our morning sports update. Then we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers and tell you what those big jackpots are for the drawings coming up tonight. Then we'll have meteorologist Bob Cox back with us to go through our morning forecast and weekend forecast, our 5-day yet again. WTIC News Time is approaching 5:17.
You know, pain from arthritis is awful. Bone on bone, constant pain. It can rob you of so much of the stuff you love to do, but there are effective ways to deal with that pain, and I'm not talking about drugs or surgery. Brian Shackman here. There are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief, and the place to go is QC Kinetics. They use cutting-edge treatments. They accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. If you're living with chronic pain, whether it's from arthritis or injury, you need to know steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only options. Learn how QC Kinetics can use advanced regenerative medicine to treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. These guys have made thousands of people happier. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready to help you with this regenerative, restorative cellular treatments for your achy joints. It's the future of medicine. Consultation's free. Check them out. 860-440-PAIN. Again, it's 860-440-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. They're in Avon, New Haven, and Glastonbury. And that number one more time, 860-440-PAIN.
Men, when addressing the problem of erectile dysfunction, you want the right treatment for your specific medical situation. Because every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and at our practices, we offer the full range of ED treatment protocols and can even combine therapies to help make those intimate moments special, both for you and your partner. At Northeast Men's Health, we're the leader in treating ED in the area. Our medical providers specialize in men's sexual health and understand that no two cases are alike, which means you'll get the right treatment for you based on sound medical evaluation and appropriate applications of medical therapies. Plus, we offer treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means if you're like most men, you'll get your sex life back. So call us. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices in the Northeast to serve you.
Tune in to How to Retire with Fuchs Financial.
The main thing for the majority of the listeners out there who are approaching retirement is I don't want to be surprised.
Helping you build, preserve, and manage your wealth.
You've got Roth IRAs, you have individual accounts. Finding the right taxable strategy, that's going to be huge for you.
Tune in to How to Retire with Ben Fuchs. Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd love to get back to see those yard goats play again. Always loved a good day at the ballpark. Hi, this is Jerry Brooks. Do you have a senior in your life who has a twilight wish? Our Connecticut chapter wants to grant a twilight wish. If your senior lives in the state of Connecticut and is 65 or older, their twilight wish could be granted. Nominate your senior now. Log on to twilightwishct.org and give your senior the wish of a lifetime. Learn more and nominate your senior. twilightwishct.org. That's twilightwishct.org.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The real estate market is sizzling hot at an all-time high. Hi, I'm Sandy Terenzi with Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. And if you're on the fence, this is absolutely the best time to sell.
That's right. Due to tight inventory, we are currently at a record-breaking high with Connecticut's median sale price now at $400,000. You don't want to miss this historic market.
Call us today at 860-855-SOLD. That's 860-855-SOLD. And ask for me, Sandy Terenzi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Bash, a spine surgeon here at Middlesex Health Center for Spine Surgery. Let one of our top spine specialists help you find the treatment that's right for you, so you can get back to doing what you love faster. Learn more at middlesexhealth.org/spine.
A former Connecticut radio personality's Billboard Top 10 political satire record from 1972 may help us better understand some politics today. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and that's our Spotlight Connecticut this Saturday afternoon at 2 on WTIC News Talk 1080, WTIC.com, and on the free Odyssey app.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell & Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, happy Friday. It's 5:22. We'll start with the Red Sox. They started a four-game set in Baltimore last night against the Orioles. It was a scoreless game in the fourth. Sox break through thanks to rookie Willier Abreu.
Abreu singled his first time, and here he launches one to deep right field, way back, and gone! Willier unloads on a curveball from Eflin, and he gives the Red Sox a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, put him up 1-0, but that lead wouldn't last very long. Bottom half of the fourth, the O's got one man on for the big hitter, Gunnar Henderson.
So tying runs aboard for Gunnar Henderson. Struck out looking on a fastball his first time. Pitch is swung on and cranked. Deep right field. Back to the wall. It's out of here. Over Willier Abreu. And that tall wall and right. And a 2-1 Orioles lead.
Yeah, Gunnar Henderson's 31st homer of the year. That would prove to be enough for Baltimore. They would smack another homer in the next inning off Nick Pivetta. Go on to win the game one by a final of 5-1. Alex Cora, tip the hat.
You know, no free passes. We hit Mullins at one point, right, and they put pressure on us. So they have to earn it, and they do that. You know, they're really good at what they do.
Cooper Criswell will go for the Sox tonight. 7:05 first pitch from Orioles ace Corbin Burnes here on WTIC. Yankees off last night. They start a series with the Tigers up in Detroit tonight. They'll start at 6:40 tonight. Gerrit Cole goes for the Yanks. They'll play tonight and tomorrow in Detroit. And then the two teams will shift over to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for Sunday night baseball on ESPN. They'll play in the Little League World Series ballpark there, which is always fun to watch. The Mets squandered a 6-4 lead yesterday and lose the rubber game to the Oakland A's at Citi Field. Final of 7-6. Mets will stay put right there in Citi Field this weekend as they welcome in the Miami Marlins game one of that series tonight at 7:10. Cool moment yesterday in Philly as Philly's rookie Weston Wilson becomes the first Philly in history to hit for the cycle. He hit a triple in his first at-bat, got an infield base hit for his second hit, a solo shot in the seventh, and came up in the eighth and had a gapper for a double. Phillies beat the Nationals 13-3 last night. The Yard Goats can't seem to figure out the Somerset Patriots yet this week. They dropped their third straight to the Yankee affiliate last night, 9-3. They continue this weekend at Duncan Park with Somerset. Tonight is strikeout cancer with a cape night. Fans will get a superhero cape upon the entering the ballpark. It's a 7:10 start tonight. Of course, the gates open right around 6 o'clock. Football now. Patriots fans may be a little bit excited as they got to see peak Drake May last night.
Third and goal to go snap to the quarterback. A fake and a roll to the right. He's going to keep, and he's going to waltz into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots, and Drake May.
I ran a 4-yard score in the second quarter against the Eagles last night in Foxborough. The Eagles came back to win this one 14-13, but Drake May, pretty good. Went 6 of 11 for 47 yards. His best throw of the night was a deep shot to receiver that actually went incomplete, but it was a beauty of a throw. Something to look forward to, Patriots fans. The Pats will finish out their preseason in D.C. against the Commanders next Sunday. They open a regular season on the road in Cincinnati against Joe Burrow and the Bengals on September 8th. The Falcons, they continue to beef up their defense after scooping up Matthew Judon from the Pats. They also signed two-time Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons yesterday to a one-year deal worth $8 million. Solid pickup there for Atlanta. Simmons has 9 interceptions over the last two seasons. WNBA back to work after the Olympic break. The New York Liberty crushed LA Sparks 103-68. Phoenix Mercury, they whooped the Chicago Sky 85-65. And with Paige Beckers in the crowd last night, the Minnesota Lynx beat the Washington Mystics 79-68. Tonight, the Connecticut Sun start their second half in Dallas. That one tips at 9:30. And finally, round one complete of the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis, Tennessee. Chris Kirk has the lead at 6 under par after he nailed a hole-in-one on the par 3 14th hole yesterday. Taylor Pendrith, Matthew Pavon, and Hideki Matsuyama all one stroke back. Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele hanging right behind them at 4 under par. Right now it's 527. Hey, that's your morning sports. We'll head back over to Morgan Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
Our cash five numbers, Matt, are 8, 19, 28, 32, and 34. Lucky for life, 3, 7, 19, 24, 38, and the lucky ball, 11. Play 3 night is 6, 6, 9, the wild ball, 8. Play 4 night is 6, 8, 6, 0, the wild ball is 1. Our drawing tonight for the Mega Millions is worth $464 million. And the Connecticut Lotto drawing also growing, $5.3 million is how much that one's worth.
WTIC weather.
Now for our extended five-day forecast with our friend meteorologist Bob Cox. Happy Friday, Bob.
Same to you, Morgan. Friday is finally here, the weekend upon us, and the closer we've gotten to the weekend this week, the better the weather looks. It's not going to be award-winning, but I think a lot of the time it'll be dry and conducive to outdoor plans, although we may see a shower or two around, especially Saturday night into Sunday. We've got this low-pressure system aloft that's been around for the last few days in the Canadian Maritimes. It continues to funnel smoke down out of eastern Canada throughout New England, and that smoke's still very extensive today. In fact, we have air quality alerts up for parts of western Massachusetts through midnight. And you'll see it filtering the sun today, but looks like much of the area will be dry and quite warm. Speaking of which, yesterday we had a high of 90 degrees at Bradley. Most of us were in the 80s, but Bradley always seems to squeak out a few extra degrees. They were 90 for a high yesterday, 62 the low, 76 the average. was 3 degrees above average. They had a trace of rain, 2.65 inches so far in the month of August, and 35.92 inches of precipitation this year. That is about 7 1/3 inches above average. The normal high and low for today's state, 84 and 62 degrees respectively. The record high for today is 97. That record was set in 1970, and we tied it in 2002. The record low is 47 from 1968. And we also hit 47 4 years later in 1972, but not since. Sunrise will be at 6 o'clock straight up, about 31 minutes from now. Sundown at 7:49 as the days get a little bit shorter as we move through mid-August here. So the forecast, we've got some areas of fog in parts of the state this morning. But most of us have a clearer, though smoke-filled sky. We'll see the mix of cloud, sun, and smoke today. Highs 86 to 91. A small chance, maybe a 20% chance for a pop-up shower, thunder shower in the Berkshires and maybe the northwest corner of Connecticut. I think most of us remain dry, however, and moderate humidity, dew points in the 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Areas of fog forming, low temperatures in the 60s. We'll start out with some low clouds and areas of fog Saturday, so it's probably kind of gray early tomorrow, and then clouds mixing with some partial sun during the day. I think most of us get through the daylight hours dry with highs in the low 80s. There is the chance for a shower Saturday night and Sunday, although there will be a number of hours during that period where it's dry. Lows in the 60s Saturday night, highs in the low 80s Sunday. I think it gets wetter Sunday night into Monday. More widespread showers and areas of rain, possible thunder. High near 80 Monday. Still a few showers lingering into Tuesday. And mostly sunny Wednesday. Highs Tuesday and Wednesday in the 70s. Right now it's 66 at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Well, shorter days. You made me sad, Bob. All right, thank you. Meteorologist Bob Cox with us all morning for our weather updates as we wrap up this WTIC Sunrise Special for this Friday, August 16th, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
From the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
As they always say, it's always the firewoman's fault. Good morning, everybody. Brian Shackman here, Brian and Company, Matt Sorois back at HQ, Joey Burgoyne and myself at Melilly. I'm going to say Melilly's in Portland, Connecticut. You just go down like you're going to Wesleyan, you take a right, you go over the bridge and go on Main Street, and we're right there. It usually opens up at 7, but they're opening up early. We already have Sebi's here, Lily's here, Josephine's here, the coffee's on. It's and this is a great spot for in the community. They have tons of regulars who come in, and they make their corned beef hash is homemade. Their pancakes are supposedly the size of your car tire. So come in, say hello. And Joey and I will be here till 9 o'clock. And like I said, they'll open early. And it's a great local business. They've had a couple different locations. Matt told us yesterday they were in Cromwell. They were originally in Middletown. They went to Cromwell, then here in Portland. And I was so unaware how like close they are because my niece goes to Wesleyan. So it's right down the road. And so we're very excited to be here in the town of Portland. And we have a ridiculous lineup for you. We'll talk to the owners of Melilly. And what I find fascinating about the restaurant is they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's really hard to do, especially in this day and age with staffing and all the other challenges. Supposedly their pizza's great. And a bunch of other stuff is solid. So come down and say hello and support a local business as well. We'll talk to Sebi or Josephine at 6:20. We'll talk to Bob McDougal with the Portland Historical Society. You know, I've been doing some bunch of digging into the town of Portland and their settlement here. And, you know, as always, the certain industries that emerge from certain towns, you know, whether it was originally shipbuilding and then, I believe, quarries. And there's a whole bunch of stuff here that's really, really interesting. And we'll talk with Bob Petzold from the marina. And we'll talk with their state rep, Christy Carpino. Sean Hayes from Brownstone Park. I didn't even know it existed. He also owns Powder Ridge, about their summertime fun here. We'll talk about the Portland Fair. We'll talk with the First Selectman. It's actually two pieces of news, kind of interesting, two pieces of news directly related to the town right now. One is there's this pond that they're going to dewater. I guess there's been some flooding issues in town, and that's one story. And there's another story, I'm going to find it, about a big, like, $200 million contract, five-year, $200 million contract to refurbish Coast Guard boats in Portland. So it's just funny. We get some Portland news on the day that we're here. And, of course, we'll talk with First Selectman about what's going on in town, the challenges, the successes. And, of course, David Lightman will join us at 8:50. So much presidential politics. We'll talk a little bit, maybe if he's got anything to say about the Republican pick to run against Christopher Murphy, which will be a big effort. Murphy's got like $10 million. And, man, in the Senate, beating incumbents is tough. But you know what? It all depends. I mean, the down ballot element is significant. And the presidential race will have a big impact on that. So a ton of other stuff to talk about. I actually, you know, I wanted to chime in on some of the Kamala Harris's economic proposals are coming out and they're leaking. And the thing is that, the Trump campaign is trying to figure out what sticks and what sticks to her. And, you know, as vice president, we all know that they don't have a ton of authority to you know, they're not generating the policies. They're doing a lot of executing. So they're pointing to the tie breaks that she had, you know, in the Senate on a bunch of stuff that, you know, spent, you know, billions and hundreds of billions of dollars that a lot of people feel led to the inflation. I'm not so sure that is sticky as much. I still say that the stickiest issue on Harris is immigration. She was basically put in the position to be the lead person on it. I mean, that whether she did anything on it whatever happened, I don't even know. But that's one thing that she was sort of put front and center. So I would think that would be the bigger issue. I think it's a... Knowing the way politics works with presidents and vice presidents, she's not really that responsible with the policy mission. You know, like she didn't, it's all Biden. You know what I mean? So what do you do? But she did break a bunch of ties that ended up spending a ton of money that you could argue were fueling inflation. And in this whole, the one thing they wanted to stick 2 weeks ago was the Kamala crash thing, and the market yesterday was insane. And I don't even know what's going on. I mean, it was like 2.25% in the NASDAQ, 1.5% in the S&P. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. Let's check in with our good friend Mark Christopher in the Brown, Pandeiras, and Scott Traffic Center. I was heading toward the lights, that sort of Route 9 in Middletown, and got off. you know, that's going away at some point, right? I mean, they're working on a fix that down here.
Yeah, it's
going
to be many years down the road, but they are the design. I think the design phase is done on that. They've already done some preliminary work down there, so that's been a big problem for a long time, and that will really make things a lot easier getting through Middletown. I know if you're coming back from the beach these days, they're doing the road work there, and you really do sit there for about 20 minutes coming back through those lights. So hopefully we'll see that in our lifetime, Brian. If you're heading into Hartford right now, both sides of 84 moving well. Farmington to Vernon, 91 North and Southbound doing well. Cromwell up into Winter Locks. We do see a little slow traffic getting over the Dexter Coffin Bridge with the overnight road work going on there. If you are heading in toward the Middletown, with the traffic lights right now looks good. Both sides of 9 in the Eric Gordy Bridge. Waterbury, no issues there. 84 and 891 in the Parkway. Good ride toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Today's a pretty good weather day to end the work week on. It'll be fairly sunny with a few clouds mixing in. The sky is still significantly affected by wildfire smoke, though. You may have noticed the moon and sun over the last couple of days with kind of a pinkish-orangish hue to them, and that's due to that smoke and produces that hazy appearance to the sky that we had yesterday and we'll have again today. But aside from that, it's fairly sunny. There is a bit of patchy fog in places this morning, especially some of the river valleys that'll burn off as temperatures rise. And they will continue to rise into the afternoon until they reach 86 to 91 degrees. Moderate humidity today, too, with dew points in the 60s and a fairly light wind through most of the day. There's a small chance, maybe on the order of a 20% chance, for a pop-up shower or thunder shower. I think it would be mainly confined to the Berkshires, maybe a few of the northern hills in Connecticut, the far northwest corner of the state, perhaps. But most of us should remain dry through today. Tonight is partly to mostly cloudy with some areas of fog forming and lows in the 60s, probably starting out kind of gray early tomorrow with low clouds and areas of fog. And then as the sun angle gets higher, the clouds will try to mix with some partial sun. There's still going to be some smoke in the air, too. Highs will be in the low 80s, with dew points remaining in the 60s. So although there could be a spot shower somewhere later today and even again later tomorrow, I think most of us are dry through that period. There is the chance for a shower or two Saturday night into Sunday, although it doesn't look like really widespread rain, just a couple of showers here and there. And otherwise, some patchy fog and clouds Saturday night with lows in the 60s. We might even see some breaks of sun back into the mix Sunday. It's not going to be raining all day, but there will be a shower or two around, highs in the low 80s. And it looks like it probably gets wetter Sunday night to Monday with more widespread showers and areas of rain and possible thunder. The high near 80. A few lingering showers into part of Tuesday with highs holding in the 70s. And Wednesday looks mostly sunny with highs again in the 70s. Right now in Hartford, it's 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Don't miss this, the August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month. Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at proterramotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Hey, Tom Shattuck here with a new opportunity for you. The 20-pound summer slim down with Awaken 180 weight loss. Dropping 20 pounds before summer ends. Cruising to your goal of 30, 40, 50-plus pounds down. It's simple. You take the few last weeks of summer, eating, drinking, enjoying the weather, but the difference? You're doing it with the 20-pound summer slim down. But Tom, summer's almost over. Well, that's the point. The pounds melt off fast with Awaken 180. I dropped my first 20 in less time, and that easy 20 propelled me to reach my goal of losing 80 pounds. Think about it. You're about to slide back into the same old fall routine with the same old mindset. No, mix it up. Live up the rest of your summer while dropping your first 20. Then jump into fall with a whole new groove. Yeah, I said it. You'll be saying it too in just a few weeks from now. 20 Pounds Summer Slim Down with the solution for weight loss. Make your consultation now at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Ground level storage containers, road trailers, or mobile offices. Don't get stressed. Get Eagle. Just call Eagle Leasing at 1-800-GET-EAGLE or get a quote at eagleleasing.com. I'm Brandon Eagle. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
Facilities managers, it's time to think inside the box. Storage trailers and ground level storage containers from Eagle Leasing are the way to go. I'm Mike Eagle. Call 1-800-GET-EAGLE or visit us at eagleleasing.com. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
It's 5:45, Brian. I got you up, so don't be cursing out there. I have the Red Sox here as they went into Baltimore for the first of four last night. Scoreless game in the fourth. Willie Abreu put the Sox on the board first with a solo shot. For rookie, he's doing pretty well. Pretty good. But the Orioles quickly got the lead back in the bottom half of the fourth inning thanks to Gunnar Henderson.
So tying runs aboard for Gunnar Henderson. Struck out looking on a fastball his first time. Pitch is swung on and cranked. Deep right field. Back to the wall. It's out of here. Over Willie Abreu. And that tall wall and right. And a 2-1 Orioles lead.
That guy's strong. He is definitely strong. Gunnar Henderson is 31st dinger of the year. That would prove to be enough for Baltimore. They would smack another homer off of Nick Pivetta and go on to win game one by a final of 5-1. Cooper Criswell goes for the Sox tonight. 7:05 first pitch from Orioles ace Corbin Burns here on WTIC. The Yankees off last night to start a series with the Tigers up in Detroit tonight at 6:40. They'll play tonight and tomorrow in Detroit, and then the two teams will shift over to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for Sunday night baseball, where they'll play in the Little League World Series ballpark, which is always fun to watch too. It's pretty cool stuff. Mets squandered a 6-4 lead yesterday. Lose the rubber game to the Oakland A's at Citi Field, a final of 7-6. The Mets will stay put right there at home this weekend, welcoming the Miami Marlins. 7-10 start tonight. The Yard Goats, they can't seem to figure out the Somerset Patriots yet this week. They dropped their third straight to the Yankee affiliate last night, final of 9-3. They continue this weekend at Duncan Park with Somerset. Tonight, strikeout cancer and a cape night. Fans will get a superhero cape upon entering the ballpark. Gates open at 6, first pitch right around 7:10. Football now, the Patriots fans got to see the peak Drake May last night. Ran in a 4-yard score in the second quarter. Also went 6 of 11 for 47 yards, but the Eagles came back to win this one 14-13. It's preseason. Who cares?
Dramatic.
Barn burner for sure. His best throw of the night, though, I actually saw was a deep shot to a receiver that went incomplete, but it was a beauty of a throw. Just out of the reach of the diving wide receiver. But the Patriots will finish out their preseason in D.C. against the Commanders next Sunday, the 25th. Then they open their regular season on the road in Cincinnati. That's a brutal start. That's on September 8th. The Falcons continue to beef up their defense after scooping up Matthew Judon from the Pats. They also signed 2-time Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons yesterday to a 1-year deal worth $8 million. A solid pickup for Atlanta. He has 9 interceptions over his last two seasons. Good news I got this morning, Brian. Registration for the 88th Manchester Road Race begins on September 1st. Of course, it's Thanksgiving Day, which is November 28th this year. But if you go to manchesterroadrace.com on September 1st, you can register. Get an early entry fee from September 1st to October 1st is $32. After October 1st, it goes up $5 to $37. And after October 1st, it goes up to $42.
So, are you going to do it? Are you going to walk it?
I hope so. We got to work out some logistics, but yeah, I would love to. Absolutely. ManchesterRoadRace.com again for all the info there. I guess they're not mailing out bibs this year, so let me forewarn you on that. I know a lot of people like to get their bibs early, but they're mailing them out, but you have to pay for the fee, like the postage fee for that. So don't get too angry, okay? Also, last night between the Patriots and Eagles, a pretty awkward moment on the sideline as Ramondre Stevenson was interviewed by a sideline reporter for the Patriots there, and it got a little awkward.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. He's talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
He's moving on to a better place?
Excited.
At least a different place.
Great, different place. Excited for him. You know, I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Oh no!
You know, the guys on Boston. By the way, the guys on Boston Sports Radio yesterday were thinking the third round pick was a good value for Judon.
Really?
So they did. They did. I mean, because he's, you know, his early 30s. I think if he stays healthy, he's an absolute beast. But Atlanta is like they're serious.
Up. Yeah,
they are serious.
Yeah, the Panthers' win total just went down another couple. 550. We'll head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center now. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much. Well, if you're heading into 91 northbound from Cromwell into downtown Hartford, that's a good ride. We are seeing some slow traffic northbound 91 on the Dexter Coffin Bridge with two lanes out there. So a little bit of a delay there as you move Windsor Locks into East Windsor. Southbound 91, that looks good. Windsor down into Cromwell. Both sides of the 84, easy ride. Farmington to Vernon. 291, 384, no issues. East of the river, 2 westbound, moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, 84 eastbound, Waterbury, a little tight as you move over the Mixmaster. So a little bit of overnight road work there. Southbound 91, moving okay, New Haven. And southbound on the Parkway, no issues, Meriden down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. We are here at Malilly's. And on Main Street in Portland, and again, if you know the area, you're like, they're not open. Well, they're going to be ready to roll here really soon. And so they usually open at 7. Looks like they'll probably be open at 6. The coffee's already out. Joey already got his. Multiple flavors, by the way. You got blueberry? I don't get that blueberry coffee. But that's fine. Joey's going to do Joey things. I might even try the hazelnut because I haven't had that since back in the day. So the people are great here. The family-run business, you know, booths and eggs and then chicken parm and pizza the rest of the day. It's a good menu. So come down and say hi. We would love to see you as part of Darting Across Connecticut. Probably the last one before Labor Day. We'll get cranking up again in September. In terms of the weekend, big weekend. I might go to the Yard Ghost tonight. I'm not sure. I got to figure out my schedule. But today, sun mixing with clouds and smoke. I can't wait to toss to Bob because the sun yesterday when I was driving from Massachusetts to Connecticut was, I thought I was in a sci-fi flick. The sun was incredible. It was just, and I think it was because of the color hue from the smoke. Today it might get into the 90s for some of you. Then tomorrow, low clouds and areas of fog in the morning. Some partial sunshine in the afternoon, low 80s. And then on Sunday, clouds, some sun possible, chance for shower, low 80s. I mean, at this time of year, to be honest with you, like the sunshine's great, but I just love the warmth. I want to hold on to it for as long as I can because next week, by the way, it's going to turn into the 70s and it just feels depressing to me. But that's just me. I want to hang on to summer as long as I can. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Bob Cox will have your travel forecast. We'll have some birthdays for you. Again, we are live darting across Connecticut at Malilly's on Main Street in Portland. We'll be right back.
I want that.
The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. So make it your best summer ever with Ford. Now's the best time to get our best deals on a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, like the Ford Explorer, the Ford Bronco family, Ford F-Series, and the all-electric F-150 Lightning. These are the deals you've been waiting for, so don't wait. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, so make it yours. Make it now at your Ford dealer today.
You know, pain from arthritis is awful. Bone on bone, constant pain. It can rob you of so much of the stuff you love to do, but there are effective ways to deal with that pain, and I'm not talking about drugs or surgery. Brian Shackman here. There are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief, and the place to go is QC Kinetics. They use cutting-edge treatments. They accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. If you're living with chronic pain, whether it's from arthritis or injury, you need to know steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only options. Learn how QC Kinetics can use advanced regenerative medicine to treat the pain, enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. These guys have made thousands of people happier. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready to help you with this regenerative, restorative cellular treatments for your achy joints. It's the future of medicine. Consultation's free. Check them out. 860-440-PAIN. Again, it's 860-440-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. They're in Avon, New Haven, and Glastonbury. And that number one more time, 860-440-PAIN.
Need space in a hurry? Order your storage container at eagleleasing.com or call 1-800-GET-EAGLE and we'll have it delivered on site like that. I'm Mike Eagle, and just remember, don't get stressed, get Eagle. You see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
Need a space shot? Rent one of our clean, dry, ground-level storage containers from Eagle Leasing today. Call 1-800-GET-EAGLE or check us out and get a quote at eagleleasing.com. I'm Brandon Eagle, and you see us everywhere. We're Eagle Leasing.
Did you ever come home on a hot day, open your door, and your air conditioner just doesn't feel right? That's a real summer bummer. Say, come on into Campbell. From a simple seasonal tune-up or an air conditioner repair to the installation of a much more cost-efficient cooling system, Campbell's got the cool tools. Veteran-owned and managed, Campbell Heating and Cooling. Visit CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi Heating and Cooling Equipment.
Let our expert technicians cool your home this summer.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's check in with Bob Cox. What I was saying, Bob, I don't know if you were listening, but I was driving back from Massachusetts. I was on 495 heading northward, and I thought it was like around 7:15 p.m., and I thought it was the moon. It was like a full moon. I'm like, holy crap. But it was the sun, and it was like this incredible orange color, and I was wondering if that was because of the wildfire smoke.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Kind of creates a bit of a dystopian appearance to the outside. Yeah. And it has been affecting the sun and the moon the last couple of days. I would advise you not to look at the sun for very long, even though it's easier to look at because it's kind of behind that smoke layer. It might seem easier to look at, but it still does damage to your eyes. The UV damaging rays still get through. So don't be doing any sun gazing if you can avoid it. But it is tempting because of the pretty hues of pink and orange and so forth generated by that smoke. And that'll be the case again today. We still have a very thick layer of smoke out there. In fact, there are air quality alerts up for many parts of New England, not Connecticut at this point, but much of western Massachusetts and Vermont, northern New Hampshire, portions of Maine, with air quality alerts due to a high level of particulates in the air from that smoke. Burlington, Vermont, under an air quality alert today. Otherwise, filtered sunshine there with a high of 87 degrees this afternoon. Speaking of air quality alerts, they have one in Denver. That's not too unusual for the Mile High City. They're known to have bad air quality out there. You would think otherwise, being up in the mountains, but the way it's situated, they do have air issues in Denver. And today, an air quality alert, but it will be sunny, and they're headed for a high of 95 degrees. Speaking of the heat, there's widespread heat advisories and also some excessive heat warnings in the south central portion of the country that extend from Oklahoma and East Texas over to Louisiana, Mississippi, western Alabama, and Arkansas. Much of Arkansas under an excessive heat warning today. That includes Little Rock, where it's 82 this morning with a 72 dew point. The heat index already 87 there. And they'll be sunny in Little Rock today with a high of 102 degrees on the thermometer and the heat index that could approach 112. Around here, it's going to be a decent day. It'll be quite warm. I think we'll be pushing 90 in the Hartford area and up through Bradley this afternoon with the filtered sun. And there might be an isolated or pop-up shower or thunder shower out in the Berkshires or Northwest Hills. But most of us will remain dry today. We'll have a lot of that haze up there, though, due to the smoke in the sky. Right now in Hartford, it's 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Thank you, Bob. We have a ridiculous birthdays today. Like, if I could do, 15 movies today. Steve Carell, Angela Bassett, James Cameron, all birthdays. And then a guy you might not even know about who I love. I don't know. James Cameron, 70. Angela Bassett, 66. Steve Carell, 62. Taika Waititi. He actually directed Thor Ragnarok, but I think he's a great actor. He was in Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. He was the bad guy, you know, tech business owner. And he was Hitler in Jojo Rabbit, and he was brilliant, like absolutely brilliant. And he, did you see that movie?
No.
Oh, he's incredible. And he's 49 years old. He just is incredible. And this is the most depressing sign of the day, is Madonna is 66 years old. She's picking up her tour in October in London. And just, I think it's time to dress age appropriately, but that's just my two cents.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.